So day two, headed to Capitol Hill. Here we go. So today's event is actually put on here on Capitol Hill by CPAC, and it's the International Summit Against Human Trafficking. And for us to be able to have a voice here is a really, really big deal. I'm expecting the Lord to move. I mean, I don't want to do this if Jesus is not going to move, right? So this is all about his voice and actually being the hands and feet of Jesus.
That is not associated with pornography. If you're watching pornography, you're watching a crime scene. And if you're watching pornography, you are funding a crime scene. It's all monetized.
They just gave us this really cool award here on Capitol Hill. It's cool because it's a hand and it's a puzzle piece and it's written out to both of us.
I love the puzzle piece because it's being connected. We're jointly fit together and it's part of our tribe. It's a different vein of our tribe. It's the more political side, which is awesome, but it's really good. It's good to be a part.
Day two just got done. You know, we actually got word this morning from a district attorney that we are working with. She is trying to bust this traffic ring and send us two more kids. And she called me this morning and said, would you guys be willing to take in two more children? I said, yes, 9-year-old and a 10-year-old. This, as we're speaking here on Capitol Hill, man, you just can't make this stuff up. This is what God Almighty is doing. And it's a great big privilege. Boom. Day one, day two, and then now day three completed. Guys, welcome, my friends. And listen, we're at a very special time here. Number one, we were already at a special time. And then due to local spiritual warfare, we were not able to come to you at that time. But friends, we fought through it. We fought the good fight. And now we're here with you today. Guys, welcome. Welcome to Washington, D.C., which is the home of the biggest mess you ever saw. And we walked right through it today.
Literally.
If you guys have seen what Washington, D.C. has looked like on the news here over the past couple of hours, man, you ought to see it from our side of things. And today, whenever we go behind the veil, we're going to tell you exactly what we saw, which is going to be about 30 or 40 minutes from now. But in the meantime, joining me, my friends, I have Ms. Shea is here with me. How are you, Ms. Shea Wilbur?
Great. I'm fired up today. You know, I'm fired up today.
I know you're fired up today.
For numerous reasons.
This is your jam. And I don't think you're supposed to enjoy this as much as you did. Being in the midst of so much hatred.
Yeah.
And, no,
man. It gets me fired up, though.
Man, we had a great time.
We
had a great time today. We had a great time yesterday. Yeah. And then Ms. Swanami Calera is here. Yay, Sodomy, yeah, on the rescue front. So joining us on the Fight for Israel front is going to be Shay. Joining us on the Fight to Save Kids of the world. Because while we have been here, I've been speaking, right? Mm-hmm. And we've been doing our thing. We are still saving kids all over the world.
Yes, we still have to answer those calls.
So we're going to give some people some specifics on that front.
Yes, sir.
And joining us from parts unknown is Benjamin Allen. I'm good, how are you? I'm good. Man, you've had an eyeful here the past 3 days.
Thank God for Ben. That's all I got to say.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's really helped us this week.
Yeah,
I'm very grateful for him. And you've been a good boy. You're back in the wheel, son. You're back in the wheel. Well, guys, we have had a very clear message here on Capitol Hill this week. I told y'all, hey, man, listen, whatever my problem is, it's not going to be that I wasn't brave, and it's not going to be that I didn't tell the truth.
Yeah.
And last year, whenever I came here, I was the only person that spoke against pornography. This year, I was not. And this year, there was some tremendous headway that was delivered, led in the state of Texas by good, godly Christian people. And I can't remember Representative Nathan's last name. And I'm trying to think of it. I might think of it here in just a minute. But that brother was instrumental in writing legislation that actually got Pornhub kicked out of the state of Texas. Well, actually, yeah. They bailed because once they knew they were going to be held accountable for the age limit of people that watch their pornography, they're like, we don't even want to mess with it. We'll just go out.
Yeah.
Well, what are you worried about?
It just says so much.
That's a lot. Like, it reminds me of the whole abortion clinic argument of, well, what about the people that are raped? What about these people? What about, okay, well, then let's just limit to that. Well, no, they shut down.
Yeah,
they totally shut down.
1%. I think less than 1% is due to rape and incest, because I've looked that up before. It's crazy.
So they cannot have a truthful message, even though you see it in broad daylight. My goodness, guys, the things that we've seen in broad daylight. And again, I'm going to be going to that here within the next few minutes. And especially when we go behind the veil, we're going to tell you some things that we saw that you're going to be like, oh, my goodness. And that's not going to be across normal social media platforms.
Correct.
So that we won't be censored.
Yeah.
So that will be at odx.tv. And for all of my partners that are helping me save boys and girls out of sexual slavery all over the world, the people that are standing with us as we go to DC, as King Jesus actually gives us a voice to stand up and say, not on our watch, right? That's what we say. And friends, we've been saying that for a long, long time. That's going to be exclusive to you, stage 2 members, stage 3 members, and then all of our lifetime members there. Guys, wait till you hear the behind the scenes. But in the meantime, man, let's talk about this, because yesterday when I was on Capitol Hill, they gave Leanna an awesome award.
I was like, you got to bring this, because we got to show. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It is. It's got a puzzle piece up here at the top, and it's like, okay, we know that there's pieces missing, and we're here to provide the missing piece. And
correct.
I was so honored, man, to get that.
What does that mean there? The premium?
A la libertad is the award for freedom. Yeah.
Wow.
The freedom award fighter. For freedom, the freedom award.
That's
awesome. Well, I would like to thank the Academy for nothing. Because Hollywood is unhelped in this in any way whatsoever.
I recognize that.
Except for the very brave people that put together the movie Sound of Freedom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My very brave friends that are filming a film in California right this second that's called Dream.
Yes.
The Pauline brothers, which we are very instrumental in, and we're fighting that fight. But actually, Hollywood tried to censor that movie. It was bought up by Disney. They wouldn't allow it to be shot for 5 years. There was a whole bunch of mess that was going on. I was actually driving down the road one day, headed out to Redemption Ranch. I get a phone call, and it's his phone, and it just says Austin. And I get on it, and it was actor Jim Caviezel.
Wow.
And he actually called me. Yeah. And he's like, hey, man, I keep hearing about you every time we get to talking about trafficking. People say, do you know who Troy Brewer is? He says, is there any way you could come down to Austin today? I'm here with a group of other guys. And a whole bunch of other people. I wasn't the only person he called. I'm sure he called 1,000 people that day, but there was no way. I mean, I was like, no, man, I'm headed out to Redemption Ranch to do a star party and I can't do it. But he asked me, he said, please pray for us, man. We're trying to get this movie done. And
they got it done.
And then it can be distributed for years and years and years, but they did get it done. And I actually got to talk to the lady that is responsible for the marketing and for the humanitarian efforts of Goya.
Yes.
And Goya is the largest food company in the Americas.
Hispanic.
And so it's monstrous. And they actually funded the making of that movie. They funded the distribution. So I mean, can you imagine a Christian food company that says, we're going to fund this movie. We want it out.
Yeah.
And I got to thank her publicly on Capitol Hill, and I got to clap for her and say, for the rest of us, man, that are in this fight, thank you.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes.
And then what because I tell everybody that movie, and I'm really believing in that Dream is going to be just like that. Yeah. And if you guys haven't seen the previews for it or the trailers for it, go to dreamfilm.com. And don't forget to pray for Sam and Ben Pauling as they are in the fight of actually making this movie right now. And there's been a whole lot of warfare involved, as there is. And just go to Dream Film. So if you just, if you type up Dream Film, you'll see the trailer that's on there. And they actually let a big part of my, my story inspired them to make the movie, which is really cool. So you'll be hearing about all that later, but I did recognize her and I made a big deal out of her and just said, you know what it was like? It was like in the 1800s when the book Uncle Tom's Cabin came out. It was like a cultural catalyst that caused people to just, it just got into their normal life and they went, we know that this trash is going on around us and we're not saying anything. And once the book came out, people started saying something about it. And today at the Bible Museum, they had an original copy of Uncle Tom's Cabin. I'm serious. I nearly started bawling when I saw it. I was like,
somebody did start bawling.
I know.
A couple of times.
I always cried.
Oh, come on. What a reputation.
And Swami's just like staring at this picture crying. I'm like, why are you crying? She goes, I don't know. It's just so beautiful.
So the same glass.
Lord, in these places, like how beautiful it is. But yes, when you were standing behind these book and you share with our guide, know, with our tour.
I told the tour guide, which we had the, we had this incredible, guys, they rolled out the red carpet for us. And we actually had a VIP tour, private tour.
Shakia was her name.
Shakia, man, I bless her, man. What a rock star.
She was amazing.
She was.
And she actually, when you shared that with her, she's like, do you give me permission to use that in court? Like when she's given the tour,
can I share that with people?
Well, guys, we have brought a very solid message, and we've also brought the hands and feet of King Jesus to Capitol Hill, to Washington, D.C., at the International Summit Against Human Trafficking, and for such a time as this. At the same time that we were here, President Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel was here. And again, once we go behind the veil in a few minutes, man, we're going to tell you, because we're out on the streets. And I want to tell you, there was only one group of people that I saw get kicked out of there today. And it was us. We actually got thrown out.
Wow.
I'm not making that up. Again, I'll tell you that behind the veil. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, you got to wait until behind the veil to tell us.
Because nobody else, in the midst of all of this insanity and in the midst of their monstrative displays of ungodliness, there was only one group of people I saw get kicked off the streets today and say, you got to leave now. And it was us.
We're doing something right.
I can actually say we've been thrown out of a protest in Washington, D.C., which is...
We carry something that is way different than what they have.
I don't want to carry anything of what they have.
So we've been telling everybody that we're here to stand for the kids that we're rescuing, more than 11,000. And guys, before I tell you about the kids that we rescued today, yesterday, the day before yesterday, before I tell you about that, because guys, I got some great praise reports to give you. Guys, I want to remind you, this is also, while the spotlight is on us, we are campaigning for the funding to rescue 11,000 more kids. And if you're like, well, how much exactly did it cost to rescue 11,000 kids? At $1,200 a piece, that's over $13 million. Okay, and that's not raising them. That's not educating them. That's not, guys, we have put our entire life, all the finances of Spark Worldwide, Open Door Church, Troy Broom Ministries, Answer International, even our food bank system. Guys, we have put it all out there for kids to be rescued all over the planet Earth. Guys, I want to invite you, please call the number and stand with us. Call 877-413-0888 and say, I want to stand with Pastor Troy and his brave friends that got thrown out of a Palestinian protest movement today and who stand up for these kids. And guys, our calling center is standing by right now. I have a whole team of friends. And guys, these guys love us. They are my friends. And this is not some other team in some other state. This is at Open Door Church. This is at Troy Brewer Ministries. And I promise you, if you need a friend, if you need a prayer, I promise you, they will stand with you. And if you're ready to stand with us, they will take your phone call. And friends, I want to tell you, you can fund the goodness of God, because as we saw today, evil is well-funded.
Oh, gosh, it seriously is well-funded. I mean, again, we'll talk about it behind the veil, but I was blown away by numerous things today.
Hundreds of buses.
Hundreds. Just busing of buses. In the Palestinian protesters.
Well organized.
Very.
And God help us if we're not well organized and well funded to take on this kind of hell.
Yeah.
And today I saw it and I went, I'm stepping up, man.
Correct. Well, and that's what I love about what I have come to know. And I keep saying, you know, I'm the newbie to the team. Yeah. I've been here now officially like a couple weeks. But there is just no hesitation when it comes to saying yes to God. And like we saw this, we literally saw the past couple of days where we're on Capitol Hill, you're focused on, you know, speaking and giving the message and showing people what we do. And then you get a call, Suwanami, you get a call saying, Pastor, there's two more kids. And
yes.
You say yes before even figuring, you don't even hesitate. You don't say, oh, well, do we have the money? Oh,
No.
You say yes. And then we believe for God to bring in partners. And we're so grateful for everyone who partners with us because truly, like you're saying yes. And then just trusting God to bring in the funds because we are being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Day one was incredible because while he's speaking, our people, they're part of our teams in Mexico. They're there. And they're waiting for him to finish speaking and say, like, come, because we have news for you.
I literally left the stage.
You left the stage and said, come over here because we have news for you. And then, hey, we have two boys because we just start working with a boys' home to get in compliance. And they're like, as soon as the authority knew about this, as soon as the authority realized what is going on, they were like, we have two boys from another state.
How did that?
But they were like... So,
this home.
Yes.
Can I just go ahead and just say this? Because I know that people are calling. I know that people are standing with us. I said yes to a $100,000 compliance on that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that was, and then the next day I said yes to another $100,000 compliance before we have the money.
Yes.
Before we,
yes.
I mean, I'll give you the details on that. But I mean, just by saying yes to that and just by beginning the construction, and you're going to be down there seeing the construction
tomorrow.
You're leaving for Washington. Yes. You're leaving from Washington, D.C. to Mexico City.
Yes, sir.
With Bill Garson, with your awesome husband. You're going to go down there and you're going to go look and make sure that all of this is being done right.
Yes.
So guys, as soon as we said yes, we actually began the construction. And as soon as we said yes, and the authorities saw, okay, these guys are going to pay for the compliance.
Yes.
They rescued two boys that they would not have rescued.
No. I think we have a picture of
in another city. Yeah, we have the picture already with those two boys. And something that we were talking when we saw this picture is how they look, you know, they're not.
They don't have any idea. Guys, these guys came in and they're mad because number one, they're not little boys. They're 16-year-old boys. They're fighting age.
Yes.
Oh. And they have been so abused. They have literally been slaves, literal slaves. And they have no idea what they're being brought into. All they know is that it's the cops that brought them into this.
Yes.
So they're like, you know, what did we do? We didn't, you know, give me a break. And now, by now, they know.
I'm sure they have smiles.
By now, they know.
That's our biggest, you know, going there. We have been experiencing this over and over. You know, we see this always, the same picture. Yes. We just rescued, and we see what's going on. But as soon as we got there, even if it's a few days, a week, you know, what we're going about to see is totally different.
I'll be down there in 2 weeks.
Yes.
You're going to be there next week. I'm actually going to meet these two boys and all the other boys at the home. And I'm going to be able to tell them, hey, man, I already know you cats. I already prayed for you. And listen, my name is Papa Troy, and I represent an untold number of thousands of Christians that are saying, we want to see you set free in every way that you can. And it's no joke.
No.
I mean, it's no joke. So while we're here doing that, guys, that is happening. And now your part is to call the number on the screen. Sure. Your part is also to mail in. If you want to give by mail, there's also a number that is on there. And I think that we have a scroll that's going across. We should have. And the mail-in thing, if you'd prefer to do that, or if you prefer to give by card and say, no, I have to do this. It's not enough just to be mad about it. I have to actually stand with Schwaber Ministries, and I got to make this work. This is the time to do this.
Yeah,
and it's real. And then another thing. So then they say, hey, we got these two boys.
That was a big one. of the summit. That was day one.
That was day one of the summit. And then day two, we're getting ready to get there and speak literally on Capitol Hill. And the wall that we share divides us, and where that hearing is going on with the Secret Service chick and the assassination attempt of President Trump and the either the gross negligence or something much more much more nefarious.
Yeah.
And everybody's questioning the good guys are questioning, excuse me, how in the world could this happen? We are literally in one room. That is in another room under the same roof. Thing. In the same exact building we're in. And all of that's taking place. And then these girls that are the main mamas of a couple of our rescue homes.
Yes.
Which, by the way, we paid for them to come up here.
Yes.
We flew them up here so that they could be represented.
Correct.
Yeah. Because I'm not just here to represent me. I'm here to represent all of us.
Yeah.
And friends, if you partner with us, you paid for that. And I mean, it's pretty daggum expensive. and we sent them up here. And they never imagined being able to do anything like this. And we wanted them to be on Capitol Hill. And we wanted them to be honored. And they're beautiful. And they're wonderful. They said, okay, well, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, she's gonna cry. You know, it's because we see the grace of God and how much the Lord trusts us, you know, speaking and covering these, because there's so many layers with the trafficking.
Yep.
And we're here being a voice. Let's do this. But that doesn't stop the work that we're having around the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Those calls are coming. And then they said, hey, another two girls, you know, 9 and 11 years old.
9 and 11.
Yes. And immediately over there with all the authorities there saying, like, you know, Mr. Tory Brewer, this is what we have to say.
Yeah.
And we're there. So like, what are we going to say? No.
Exactly.
Are we
nine and 11 year old child? You can't say no.
Out of sex trafficking and speaking and saying, we are here. We're in the fight, you know? For us to go over numbers right there and see, like, okay, let me see.
Yeah, listen, I need to call my accountants and I need to see if this has been a successful campaign. Have the people of God responded? And are they giving? No, we don't do that.
No.
We say yes.
Correct.
And I mean, I think in the past 18 days, we've rescued something like 16 kids all over the world. I mean, that is a tremendous financial responsibility.
It is.
Not only to rescue those kids, but then to actually say, okay, we're going to take care of them now for the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah. And knowing that these buildings, you know, that the homes very soon going to be in their max capacity.
Yes.
Because we're saying yes, we're having the kids. Like, that's the main reason why we're going into more as an operations, you know, thing with Bill going there and down there to actually see the need.
Yeah. Yep.
That will require not just to sustain the kids and to provide of the, you know, daily need. It's also how that going to look like in the few months. I'm not talking about next year.
Yeah. We're talking about this year.
Yes.
This year, we're about to max out.
Correct.
Which means we're going to have to do a whole new bunch of buildings. And mind you, in just the past few months, we built a rescue center in Cancun. We took on a rescue center and rebuilt it and put it in compliance, a girls shelter in Mexico City. We took on a boys shelter in Mexico City. We took on a psychiatric clinic.
Correct.
And also a medical clinic.
Correct.
Which is no small potatoes.
Correct.
Okay. We also, within the past little while, we built Redemption Ranch in Chiapas. And we also dug a water well there. And now we're in the process of putting a wall around it. And we got a ton of kids into that place. So that's,
and also the homes that were already there. We're just talking about what we took over, you know, these couple, like this year and a few months of last year. But what also we had from 20 years ago, that is just Mexico, the new homes that we took over in Mexico, but the rest.
And now all of those that we just took over, because we beat the drum and because God has given us such a strong voice in Latin America. I mean, we have a tremendous voice now and we have a big muscle there. They're like, okay, because the deal is, if these prosecuting attorneys do not prosecute the traffickers and bring us the kids, we're saying, there's a home here. Why are the kids not coming?
Correct.
So they're coming. So it does so much on so many different levels.
Yeah.
And now what's very real is we're about to max out.
Yes. We are.
It's not going to be very long here real quick that we are going to max out. Now, I'm also going to say this. One of the issues that we have is all of these kids are addicted. And it's part of the abuse. And I mean, they're just kids.
Yes.
And they're addicted. Like, you know, we've rescued so many kids this year, but I mean, recently we rescued several 16-year-old girls and a 14-year-old girl, a 12-year-old girl. And I mean, they are badly addicted to drugs. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
This is a problem we have, is that we have to send them to state rehabs. And we don't like state rehabs.
Why?
And we want those girls to come into our own.
Yeah.
Our own federally approved rehabilitation centers, so that we can do this through the power of Jesus. Amen. And we don't want those kids traumatized from their rehab experience.
Yeah.
And so I said yes yesterday to another $100,000 compliance to a rehab that is going to be our own partnering rehab.
Well, we have the girl that we rescued at her birthday last year. That we still not have this girl because still on the rehab center. And we have we just need to believe what they're telling us because we have no
way of intervening. So understand, we rescued a girl on my birthday, which is December 6th.
Yes.
How old was that little girl?
I think she was like 14 years old.
Yeah,
14 around 14, old. 15.
And she'd been a prostitute her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And she's so badly addicted, she had to go into a rehab. Well, the deal is that rehab has not released that child to us yet. Okay. So we're like, okay.
There's something wrong there. Like,
we don't like that.
Yeah, no.
We rescued her. But now she's in the hands of somebody else that is not part of our program.
Yeah.
And so now we have to be about building our own federally approved rehabilitation centers for the most drug addicted human beings you've ever seen. And it's the victims of child pornography. And we have to do that now.
Yeah.
So obviously we didn't know we were going to have to learn because we're a bunch of yahoos, man. I'm a yahoo from Joshua, Texas.
Jesus.
I had no idea I was going to have to. I had no idea, you know, we were going to have to do, but yes, this is how we have to step up.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to have to do. And what's real is, I mean, just this week, I've said yes to hundreds of thousands of dollars of things, knowing that this was a redemption road trip, that we were going to be talking to people all over the world, that I was going to be speaking to the nations from the nation's capital. And guys, if you guys are confused about the message on that, guys, we actually showed the video I'm about to show you right now.
Yes,
and they actually showed. And then whenever we were done with it, number one, halfway through it, the whole room started applauding.
It was silent. When you start talking, they were like, because nobody's doing what we're doing.
Yeah, to this scale.
Overwhelmed, 11,000. Like, what in the world? Yeah. I mean, it's nobody else in that room. We're even close.
No, correct.
It was cool to watch all the reactions whenever they found out how many we rescued so far.
Yeah, when it got to that point in the video, that's when like just the applause erupted.
There was a gasp.
Yes.
They were like, what? They're
like, this girl from Texas.
I'm sitting out there with my cowboy hat on, and hey, how y'all doing? And like, we've rescued 11,000 kids and we've raised them.
Yes.
And we put them in rehabs. And then we put them in colleges.
Yes.
And we have done that just through the power of partnership. And like, and also, too, the incredible commitment that we have, that Leanna has. Leanna's sitting right over there behind. I wish I could see how pretty she looks.
Beautiful dress.
She's so cute.
She's sitting right over there behind the camera. Just this is our lifelong commitment. Guys, I want to show you the video that we showed everybody on Capitol Hill. Watch this video. Human trafficking, it's a $150 billion industry worldwide. And you want to know what drives this $150 billion a year industry? Pornography. It's pornography that creates this demand for men and for women and for little children to be sexually exploited to fill that terrible demand. It's pornography that has taken the world hostage. And guess what?
It's the United States of America that is the biggest buyer of child pornography on the entire planet. This means that the pedophilia epidemic right here in the US fuels human trafficking across the whole globe. If you're watching pornography, you're either watching a crime scene or you're funding one. As a nation, we are being desensitized, and it's happening right before our eyes. I can tell you one thing, not on our watch. At Troy Brewer Ministries, we've been spending the past 30 years rescuing over 11,000 children from human trafficking all over the planet Earth, with over 4,000 children under our care at this very moment. When you partner with us, you're not just touching that child's life within that very moment, but in fact, you're making a lifelong impact, as we not only rescue them, we also clothe them, we feed them, we house them, we get them the medical treatment that they so need, and then we ensure that they have a proper education and a beautiful home all the way through college if need be. Duty is when you accept your assignment, no matter the cost. And it is the assignment of the body of Christ to be his hands and to be his feet in the midst of a broken world. Friends, if we do not show up, there's nobody else that's coming. It's time for you and I to step up. You can give online by going to odx.tv, or you can call the number that is here upon your screen. Please pray about partnering with us as we say to this demonic agenda facing our world, you can't have our kids, not on our watch.
All right. So guys, Shay, man, you did a great job on that video.
Well, thank you. It was a group effort, a team effort with our awesome team. And it's just, that was honestly one of the first things I really was on my heart to do when I joined this team, is like, we need a calling card. Like, I'm still blown away. I didn't know the rehab stuff. I was just hearing that for the first time sitting here. I'm just continuously blown away at like the depth. I mean, I remember our first conversation that I had with you before you had even offered me a job to move to Texas. You were just telling me all these things, and I hung up the phone with Pastor Troy, and my husband was like, what? Like, how did it go? And I was like, they've got a lot going on. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it all.
We're still trying to wrap our heads around
it. And, you know, that was just one of the first things. I was like, they need like a calling card video that just shows the need, the great need, and the urgency behind what we're doing, and then how people can get involved. Because like, literally, we need the partners. We need people to see how urgent this is and how important this is, because we need them to partner with us.
And because what we do is totally different of what other people is doing.
It's incredible.
You know, they were the best or the biggest rescuers in the room, and they were not even close to what, I mean, around the world.
Not to, and again, not to put any of those guys down, but I mean, world famous rescuing missions that do amazing works that are funded at, you know, $50 to $100 million a year. And if we were to compare numbers, they didn't want anything to do with comparing numbers.
No.
I'm grateful for anything they do.
Yeah.
You know, I praise God.
It's not like access,
but it's like
see what we do.
Yeah.
That's it for us here, saying like, okay, forget about that. What's next? Yeah. You know, we don't count that. We just know that the Lord has been so good to us and trusting us on that, but it's more coming.
And knowing when they're sowing into this ministry, you're sowing into the real deal. You're not sowing into people that are handing it out to other people who are actually doing the hard work. Like, we are doing the hard work. Like, guys, you guys are physically going there.
Guys, we're not only do the people that are close to us need to support this, but I'm talking about this needs to go way beyond us. And it already is way beyond us. And guys, that's why we're asking y'all to call. That's why we're asking you to pick up the phone and to actually call during this time and help make this extremely successful. We've said yes to hundreds of thousands of dollars of things just in the past couple of days. And we're going to keep saying yes. And then once our homes are to the fullest of capacity, we're already going to begin building other homes. And Suwanami's going to be down there tomorrow. She's going to Mexico City tomorrow, and with another crew of people, and they're going a week ahead of me. And then me and Patricia King are going to be going down there also too, with Pastor Philip Thornton.
Yes.
Faith Legacy Church. church. And that's something I'm really excited about is churches are starting to partner with us. And maybe you're watching this and you're like, I need to talk to my pastor. I need my church to partner with this. Yes. Maybe you can get your business to partner with us. Maybe you can talk to your friends. I don't know. Maybe you're part of the, the Knights of Columbus or something. And you got some kind of a group of guys are like, let's do this and let's support this. Do you know that there's a family in our church that their kids run a lemonade stand all year long, and they raise about $2,000 a year for us.
Wow.
And they're little kids. Yeah. And the parents are so responsible. They teach their kids, no, this is our part in doing this. And so, listen, I'm not afraid to ask you for this because I know it is literally life and death for somebody. And I'm asking you, go to the phones. Guys, our calling center is standing by right now. The number is on the screen. If you would prefer to text to give, we also have a way that you can do that. If you'd like to give online, there's a way that you can do that. Or if you want to, if you're an old man like me and you just like to write checks and send it in the mail, we also have a mailing address.
Yeah.
Speaking of old men, can I just say this? You are Paul Wilbur's daughter-in-law.
Yeah. I was like, speaking of old men, where is this going?
Yes, I know. I was waiting for
so, him. Yes. So yeah, guys, this is Shay Wilbur, and she's in charge of all of our media now. And I'm really good friends with Paul Wilbur Ministries, you know, Paul Wilbur. And, so you've been in the ministry thing for a long time, your whole family, and you have seen a lot of ministries. Now that you've been hanging out with us for a couple of weeks, what are you telling everybody?
Well, I'm just honestly, the biggest thing is that it's just, you're the real deal people and your heart motivations are in the right place and your life backs that up. And I think sometimes, you know, growing up in ministry, you see things you wish you didn't see, you know, in leaders and all that. And we know everyone's human, and I'm not here to like point fingers at any pastors or any leaders that, you know, that I've had in the past, but you just see, you know, if people's intentions are pure, you know, if they're not truly, you see what's going on behind closed doors too. And truly from one of our first conversations, you know, you said to me, like, the only reason we do this is so we can rescue kids. We do church so we can rescue kids. We do like all of the different things that we do it so we can rescue kids. And one thing you said, I love, you said, I don't care about money. I just need money to do what God wants me to do. I need money to rescue kids. It was something along those lines that you said, like, I hate money. I don't need money. For me, I just need money to rescue kids. And that's why when we talk about it, when we're pushing how important it is for people to partner with us, it's truly just so we can rescue more kids. And that is the bottom line reality of it. And it's
You know, you're brand new and you haven't been to any of these homes yet. No. And when you do, you're going to be so wrecked.
Oh, I know.
We're there when we received the call for the two girls.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're
right there. Because now, you know, you've seen their picture.
Yeah.
And now you'll go there and you'll be like, I've known you for a long time and I've thought about you and you've been in my heart. You've been in my head for such a long time. And then there's nothing you will not do for that child anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing, including do this, including go all the way to Washington, D.C., including do TV, including do a big church, including all the things that we do. There's not anything that you won't do, including build rehabs.
Yes.
I mean, dude, I promise you, when I was a little boy, I didn't say, man, when I grow up, I hope I can build a big Mexican rehab. No, it wasn't on the list. It simply moved to the top of the list once I understood that these kids that we're bringing out of pornography, and I mean, these kids are 12 and 13 years old, 11 years old, 9 years old, even younger than that, and they're porno stars.
It's crazy.
And it's like, that is a different kind of animal than, you know, an older teenager or a woman in her 20s that's made bad choices or was put in a bad situation. No, this is different. Yeah. And this requires a commitment that is completely different. And Leanna's been committed. I mean, Leanna gets them from the time that they are babies. I mean, literal babies. I mean, we rescued two twin boys, isn't that right, Leanna? So, you know, we just rescued them and then we rescued
Peter and Paul.
Yeah, Peter and Paul. And so The deal with that is we did just name him a funny name, which that is kind of funny. You know, Peter. If they had a sister, we could have named him Peter, Paul, and Mary. And they could have saying, you know, if I'm like a carpenter, you know, whatever. But no, actually, Pastor David has a son named Peter, and Pastor David has a son named Paul. So they were named after Pastor David's kids. Which, by the way, you'll end up with a Shay. They'll end up with, we'll find an I don't think we'll ever have a Shimon.
I don't know. That's an extra special one.
Okay. It turns out that your name is incredibly special. So today, when we had our VIP red carpet treatment at the Bible Museum, which is extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. Next level.
So I know, Ben, that you weren't super excited about going. I mean, because you're not a big museum guy.
I'm not.
And plus, we're tired. But dude, we went and it was crazy. It's good people from Hobby Lobby had the vision. Yeah. Yeah. The Green family from that Hobby
also,
Lobby.
Hearing that name also terrifies me because it's like Brandy's favorite store.
Yeah. So you actually support there.
My wife, my wife and my mother have stimulated that economy so much.
They have sewn into the Green family, which now makes me feel good.
The Green family actually, so you know, every Christmas, the Green family puts a front, they rent an entire page in every newspaper in the entire nation, and they give the story of the birth of Jesus. And they get so much criticism for it. Last year, I actually held it up and said, I praise God for these people that are doing this. And they contacted me and said, thank you for mentioning us. Somebody told them, hey, you need to see this.
Wow.
And I said, thank you. That was very nice. You know, churches don't tend to do that.
Wow.
God help us that churches will not do that. Bunch of limp-wristed.
Well, Tommy was next level. I'm so glad.
Yeah. The museum is incredible.
People like with vision, with what they present in that place.
So there was it is next level.
It's amazing.
It's
so well done.
If not the best museum I've ever been to, it is definitely one of the best. And what's really is we didn't. I think we might have saw half of it.
Yeah,
best.
Yeah. Is there to
really? It's just complete overload.
Yeah,
there's so much. You know, you have to spend a couple of days going to it, and the presentations are so much fun, and they do it well. They have a scribe.
Yeah, rabbi. Scribe, and all he does is write scrolls. And what's so cool, so cool. Why? Because I instantly saw his little kippah. And you know, right now, especially because we had to like get through all these Palestinian protests just to get in the building, we're driving through them. So I saw his little kippah, and I was like, my people, I was excited. So I get excited when I see my people. And so we started talking to him and he's telling us what he does. And part of what they do is if you have time, you tell him what your name is and he'll write it in Hebrew and he'll give you the name. Like he'll break down the Hebrew word for you and the meaning. And so a bunch of us did it, but Swanamies was like extra special.
What's extra special? Because for me, my parents just, once they hear our name, that was kind of close, they just put my name together. And if you Google it, everything you will see is like Open Door, Swanamie, Kalura, you know, and that's it.
Yeah, there's no like, it did no meaning.
Meaning, especially the way they spell it, like everything. So it was a
Swanamie. That's your name.
So it was a huge piece, missing piece in my life. Then when you were leader, they go like, okay, what's your name? Swanamie. And what did that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Missing piece.
Yeah. There you go.
Missing piece, right?
And it was so incredible that today, you know, when I hear about it, I was like, I just want to ask and see if he has an answer. Mm-hmm. And my husband said, the answer is in God's heart, you know.
It's in God's heart, darling.
Disappointed and be like, that was good. And I think, thank you, but I'm still going to ask. So I'm there. I give my name. He asks, how do I spell my name? I give my name. And he said, okay, it's not named like this in Hebrew, but we can do that and break it down
like phonetically each.
Yeah. So phrase. He says, Sue, Anna, which means Hannah. And then me, and he goes and tells me, oh, it was like, wow, it's Sue's like given to you, it's yours, belong to you.
Okay.
And then he goes, Hannah, by grace, by the grace of God, right now I'm about to cry.
Oh, sister.
And then me,
And he goes, that's nations. And he looked at me and he said, so the meaning of your name is that the nations are given to you by the grace of God.
Okay. Again.
Suonomy is the your title that I prophetically gave you, not knowing this.
Sleep with that title.
And then you find out your name means your very title, the international ambassador to the nations.
Yeah.
I'm Troy Brewer.
Yes. And you are the you're the international ambassador for Troy Brewer Ministries. And also, if I could just say this, the Spirit of the Lord moved on me yesterday when I was asked about one particular rescue. And yes. I told the whole story. And then I said, on Capitol Hill, in front of everybody, if that wasn't me that did that, that was that girl standing up, Suwanami, you're here. And I called out your name on Capitol Hill. Guys, this is Suwanami Calera, and she is the rescue girl that went down to the Amazon and rescued that little girl. And everybody applauded you.
Yes.
And then you found out your name, you found out through an Orthodox Hebrew scribe that your name means the nations have been given to you by the grace of God.
Yes. Yes. Hey, find out that.
Found out Mario's name too. Mario's name means too.
Yeah, he said, this Orthodox scribe. And he's like, what does Mario mean? He goes, Ischips means PlayStation.
Yeah.
No, that was outstanding.
And then the look on his face when, because she started crying instantly.
Yeah.
And so did I, to be fair.
Yeah, it feels like.
And I said, you don't know what she does. And his little, he was like this little man. He was so cute. He's like what you would picture, like a little scribe. And I said, you don't know what she does. And I said, she literally rescues kids from human trafficking. Like, she rescues them. And his little face is like, oh.
Among all nations.
Yeah, he was like here.
In the nations. Yes. Yeah. And so he was, it was really cool.
It was cool. It was really good. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm telling you this. This is legit. All of this is real. And if you partner with us, if you stand with us, that makes you an international rescuer among the nations. That God Almighty gives you a grace to rescue kids. And if God's giving you the grace to give, he's giving you the grace to rescue kids. Because guys, I'm saying yes to so many things.
Yeah.
And now that we've been in front of all these other ministries, in front of, there's going to be all these other people now that are going to come to us and say, hey, we need help.
Yep.
We need help with this. We need help with that. We could rescue so many more kids. And we rescue rescuers.
And I'm so happy for the people that partnered with us. Because yesterday when you, thank you, when you shared the number on how much we have been spending to rescue kids, I picture how a $13 million building look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have a church like that, the equipment, the kind of church, you know, the ministries, everything that is just here. We want it just to be ours in this building.
Yeah.
And I said, for us, has faces, names, lives, every kid. That's how the church
looks like. $13 million looks like for us.
When you share the number, the immediate thing is like, other churches have all of this. And I'm not, again, that's our calling.
Yeah.
But it's also our people.
Yeah.
The one that partnered with us understand that.
Yeah.
And doesn't have to join the 11 or the 9, you know, AM service or watch it online and doing all of these. And they said, this is my tribe because they see the church the way we see it. So because of them, we can do that. Because of every one of you, we can do this. And I'm like, I'm so grateful for our tribe and the people that connect with us. And they're not, as you mentioned, they're not mad at us for like spending all this money rescuing kids.
No. I've actually been through a massive church split back in 2011 over a spirit that rose up among some very good people, and they drew a line. And they said, you know what? It's actually stealing. This is what they said. They said, it is stealing money from Texas. When you take money from Texas and you send it to Mexico, or you send it to Africa, or you send it, like, that belongs. And we're never going to have a nice building. We got to have a nice building. And you know what, man? It's not stealing. It's not. Let me tell you what stealing is. Pornography business is a $1.5 billion a year business. $1.5 $1 billion, actually, trafficking is. And that's stealing the lives of untold number of human beings that will never have a life again unless somebody rescues them. Evil is well-funded. And I want to tell you guys, we need to be well-funded. And I'm asking you, please go to your phone. Please do that. Will you please stop what you're doing and go to your phone and call my friends at the calling center? They are literally there right now, ready to receive your call. And would you please, please, please consider giving your very best gift that you can? Because guys, we're saying yes.
Yes.
And we saw it. Stop.
Saw you say yes this week, for sure.
And we're doing it, guys, they're standing by right now. And guys, we're honestly, I mean, again, we said yes to hundreds of thousands of dollars of rescues this week, and you know, we didn't wait until we had the money to do that. We're asking you to help fund this thing. We're asking you to be the hands and feet of King Jesus. It's no joke. And guys, there's got to be somebody that can actually give $100,000. There's got to be somebody who can give $1 million. There's got to be somebody who can give $100 or $10. If whenever you give, just talk to the girls on the phone and say, hey, now that I'm giving, what are you guys giving me? And we're giving away tons of stuff. We have books. We've got all kinds of stuff. And so I'm not even going to go into all that. I should have been better prepared for all of that. I know that we have the God and Country bundle, but I don't even know what level it is or any of that. Here's what I know. The level that we're stepping up into right now is so much bigger than us. Leanna and I have dedicated the past 29 years. In September, it'll be 30 years of this, of fighting human trafficking. It'll be 35 years of feeding the hungry through the Open Door Food Bank. And guys, we are going to go until we take our last breath or until we hear the trumpet blow.
Amen.
This is our commitment, and it is a 24/7 commitment.
Yeah.
And the funding is serious. The funding is serious. Mm-hmm. So please stand with us in that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to get ready to go behind the veil.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why you want to go with us behind the veil. Let me give you a little preview.
Yes, somebody just gave an anonymous donation of $600.
Somebody just gave,
as we're talking,
an anonymous donation of $600. Thank you.
Wow.
Whoever you are that you're doing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're so grateful. I bet you that there's a lot of, I just know how these people are. I mean, this is my tribe. And this is what we do. And I know that people are giving in a tremendous way. Some of the churches that are partnering with us now, you know, Pastor Rod Parsley partnered with us 2 weeks ago to help us rescue 100 kids.
Yes.
100 kids.
The people that he's subscribed to, stage 2 and 3.
Yeah, you help.
That's the giving. Yeah, you're rescuing. You're and monthly. Your donation is there too. Thank you.
Yeah, it's there. And there's just some amazing, incredible givers. You know, there was a guy that was actually retired that here a few, I want to say the year before, it was actually last year, when he found out that we needed to build Redemption Ranch and we needed to buy it, that guy sold one of his businesses and he actually sponsored, he told me not to ever tell anybody who he is, so I'm not going to tell anybody who he is.
Okay.
But that guy actually sponsored $300,000.
Wow.
And that guy gave us $300,000 and we went and bought that place because that guy sold one of his businesses. Wow. And I mean, the selflessness of people towards this, it takes selflessness. It takes faithfulness. It takes commitment. It takes sacrifice. Yeah. And we have so many stories like that. And guys, I'm just telling you, I get a salary from this church. I get a salary from this ministry. My house is paid off. I'm good. I mean, I'm good. I've got businesses on the side. I'm doing good. This is not to raise money for me.
It's not. Yeah.
This is to raise millions of dollars to save kids that are in literal cages right this second, that if we do not save them, if we do not get them healed up, if we don't get them rehabbed, and if we do not raise them, the devil is glorified and their lives and their souls are lost. This is real. Now, we saw the opposition today in broad daylight right here.
We have to go back behind the veil first.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm going to tell everybody why we're
going behind the veil. Sure. He's like, I don't want to be censored, which we will. So you subscribe. If you're not yet on stage 2 and 3.
So we are. Listen, we're going to hammer it. And we're going to tell you about the filth that showed up here into Washington, D.C. today.
Yes.
Because this place gets really bad really fast.
Yeah.
We saw it happen today at the protest of Israel, the protest of the freedom of the United States of America, and this voice. And we saw it. I mean, we looked them in the eye. We saw it. And we've got some footage to show you. And then we're going to tell you, we actually saw a group get kicked off of the street today, asked to leave. And it wasn't those guys. It was us.
Yes.
And so we're going to tell you about it. We had to literally get the heck out of Dodge.
Yes.
By order of the police. Yes. And I'm going to tell you about it behind the veil. You're going to love this. I hope that you're giving. I hope that you're calling your friends. I hope that you're liking this and sharing this. I hope that you're subscribing to this. What else am I supposed to tell these cats?
No, that's it. If they want to get involved, you can go to odx.tv.
Yep.
Call the number on the screen.
You're supposed to say if you're on YouTube, if you're on Facebook, all the other stuff. If you're on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit the bell icon so that every time we go live, you will get a notification about us. If something
he's saying it.
Go back.
Any of our socials, be sure to hit the follow button. You can also hit the icon on there so that you have there's a little bell on icon on there too. And if you hit that every time we make a post, anything like that, you can also see it then and there. So there you go.
I love the hard rock hat you got on, man.
I just bought it.
I know.
It's really cool. America.
It does.
The stars.
It does.
I felt it was appropriate.
All right, guys. So if you are on stage two or if you are on stage three watching on odx.tv, stay there. You don't have to do anything else. Just stay right there. And I know that there's a whole lot of y'all. We can see your comments right now.
Yeah.
But if you are on our social media platforms, if you're one of those, I'm going to let you go. And tomorrow, I am going to be on a ton of people's shows and broadcasts. You have any idea who all I'm going to be on?
There's a long list. And what we're going to do is you just want to make sure that you are following Pastor Troy on social media, because we're going to be letting you guys know. A lot of those are live. I'm pretty sure that all of them are going to be live. It's maybe one isn't, but we've got a bunch. We've got Mondo. We've got Jim Baker. We've got Didio. We've got some of your
Alan DeDio.
Yeah.
That brother's let me step up there.
It's going to be a great day. So if you want to know, if you want to be able to catch all of those in real time, make sure you follow him on Instagram, because we're just going to be posting that.
And Facebook and all the social media. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be letting you guys know, hey, at 1 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever it is, we're going on somebody else's show. And we'll be telling you on that. And guys, we're doing a whole huge media day tomorrow. As we go into other parts of the media universe and tell them what's taking place here this week. So, guys, please be in prayer for us. And then tomorrow night, on Thursday night, I'm going to be at Redemption House.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to be preaching at Redemption House in Annapolis, Maryland, about an hour from here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And I'm going to be with Pastor David and I'm going to be with those crazy people. It's going to be a great, great, great night. So if you're in the D.C. area, come out to Redemption House. Just look it up, Redemption House Church. And we're going to be out there tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Yeah. And if you're stage two or stage three, we're going to see if we can't go live on there. And because they do a media broadcast, and we'll put that on there for all of our friends that are at ODX. All right.
Awesome.
Let's get ready to go behind the veil.
Okay.
Bye bye. We got a video to show you. And if you're on ODX.TV, stage two or stage three, stay right where you're at, because you don't want to miss what it is we're fixing to tell you.
Yep.
All right, here we go.